The Oracle. The Oracle. The Oracle is back.
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabunjo, empowering you for wealth.
Good morning and welcome to another Thursday's episode of your Wealth Class on Radio. My name remains Ruth Ibikunle. One of the ways to know a good stock is not just when the price is growing, but rather growing at a consistent rate in a sustainable manner, even in a general market downturn. C&I Leasing is one of such stocks that has over the years proven to have rewarded investors both in sustainable capital appreciation and consistent dividend payout. Although at a particular period, the company for 2 years deferred payments of dividend, but has resumed since 2018. Back to back for a number of years now, the company stock has emerged the best performing equity on the floor of Nigerian Stock Exchange in terms of price growth, returning over 200% yearly. In the year 2019, it emerged as the highest percentage price gainer with 231.46% growth, closing the year at 5 Naira 9 Kobo against the 1 Naira 78 Kobo it kicked off at the beginning of the year. This morning, I have here with me the Chief Financial Officer of C&I Leasing PLC, Mr. Alex Mbakogu, after many attempts to track him down. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
He will be talking to us on the right issue of the company that we have talked so much about on this platform. I'm sure at the end of this discussion, you will be convinced. Good morning once again, sir.
Yeah, good morning.
Firstly, sir, what is the secret behind these brilliant performances recorded by your company over the years?
Yeah, thank you once more and thank you, our listeners. As you've heard, this is C&I Leasing PLC, and we've been in operations for 29 years now, running by this year will be 30. And essentially, the performance you're seeing is as a result of a combination of factors. We have experienced boards, we have management, and the business has a very clear vision, strategy, and focus. So, and it's tried to align and draw from those strengths of the board, management, the clear vision and focus to be able to drive this business. And also dedicated staff, of course, and a whole lot of factors and stakeholders who have supported the business in one way or the other. We have our bankers, we have everybody. So, and even the shareholders have lent out their support. So, accumulation of these factors is what we are seeing in the performance of C&I Leasing PLC.
All right, thank you, sir. Sir, why is the company embarking on this exercise? That is the right issue.
Like I said, the business will be 30 years this year. And then if you check our history, you've seen that the business has grown. As I talk to you, our balance sheet today is about 56 billion. When we started from ground zero. And then we moved to 5 billion balance sheet, 10 billion balance sheet, 15, 20, 25, 30, 40, 45, and we are here at 50 billion. So for each of these growth, you require a balance of capital, both debt and equity. Last year, the company has looked at its funding and capital base and has decided to have a capital plan for the next 5 to 10 years. That capital plan is a function of debt and equity. We have started with debt. Last year, we raised 7 billion bonds. In fact, it was actually subscribed in excess of what we wanted. That's the debt part of it. So we are starting with the equity part. Now, we think that in equity, you have right and have public offer. We think that when business is doing well, that sometimes it's good to give some measure of preference, in quote, to existing shareholders. That is what right is all about. In the program of events, we have right and we have public offering. So right is the first stage, whereby the existing shareholders are allowed to buy into the company. Thereafter, we can start the public offering. So we think that is, while right is cheaper, the processes are less cumbersome, and then, of course, it's a kind of reward to shareholders that have endured with the company all this while. I think that's the reason we are going for the right issue. But we'll come to public offering probably next year.
All right, sir. Sir, in December 2018, your organization did a share of capital reconstruction. From what we read on journals, many frowned at the exercise, believing that investors are just being shortchanged by this policy or share buyback. What is your reaction to this opinion?
No, I think it's not the right perception because nobody was shortchanged. In fact, we think the management and board at that point in time thought that was the best option for the company, and I'll tell you why. We plan to raise shares, more capital. We have conversion in place. We have people that invested in a zero coupon convertible debt. So for you to convert, you need more shares. We have about 3 billion authorized. Already we've utilized 1.6, remaining 1.4 billion. Now, if you want to do right issue or public offering, you need to increase the authorized capital. If you have debt to convert, you also need to increase your authorized capital. Now, increasing your authorized capital involved incurring some stamp duty expenses and some of the expenses. So there are options. Do you do a reverse stock split, which is what we did, or reconstruction? Or do you go to stamp up your authorized share capital? We are in business. So you weigh the options, you do the analysis, and we think that doing a reconstruction is the best option. What we did was that for every 4 shares that shareholders we are holding at that material point in time, we give them one. They have not lost anything. In terms of value, the value of the company hasn't diminished because there were no losses. What we've done is to, from existing, create more shares. And don't forget that when we did that, the value of the shares, we are marked up by the same level of split. What do I mean? One share was about 50 kobo at a point of reconstruction. The moment we did the reconstruction, the shares became 2 naira. So we gave you, we have 4, that is 2 naira. We give you 1, that is still 2 naira. So nobody has lost anything. In fact, the company saved huge money by doing that reverse share split, because it would have taken us more money. And we think that we use rather use the money to expand the business than using it to stamp up the authorized share. That's what the company did. I think that is the best option. That is a very, very genius way of trying to create more room for more additional shares. I mean, it's a very, very ingenious way of handling at that material point in time. So I think that kudos should be given to management and board who came up with that idea.
All right, thank you, sir. Now let's talk about the right issue. The company is issuing 539,003,333 ordinary shares of 50 kobo each at 6 naira per share. Why do you think I should exercise this right when I could possibly get this stock lower than the right price later in the secondary market, though it closed yesterday higher than the right price?
Yeah, let's even assume that the market price is lower than the offer price. To start with, what do you see being sold are just some minimal quantity, 50,000, 20,000, 100,000 at max. So if you want to buy in quantity, you won't see it to buy. When you have large numbers to buy, it becomes a discussion between the owners of the share and the intending buyer. So you won't get it at anything less than 6 naira that we are selling. What you see is that this is January, people need to pay school fees, so probably say 100,000 units, 50,000 units. But when you have a strategic investor, it becomes a discussion. And I tell you, nobody will sell below 6 naira. If you have, come. I personally will buy and give that person 6 naira. But be that as it may, as you said, we close letters at 6 naira, 15 kobo. I think that for strategic investors, even existing investors who want to up their unit, the best option is to key into the right issue. 6 naira is a highly discounted value for the shares. And I think that, one, it gives you significant holding, which you can get from the floor of the market. You can do your analysis and see how many units have people been put up for sale on the floor of the stock exchange. Very minimal. So it's for strategic holding. It's cheaper. It creates less stress for the investors and for everybody. So I think that people should key into, because if you are doing public offering, I can assure us it can't be anything near this 6 naira. It should be far above. So it's a discounted value. That's what I can say. And I encourage people. And the good thing is that even if you're not a shareholder, you can buy into the right because they're tradable. The rights are tradable. So if you're not a Zinsha, all you need to do is to indicate interest that you want to be part, and then your stockbroker would guide you. The rights are tradable, so it's both for existing and intending investors. That is one. And two, also, let me say that for the shareholders, they have options. One is to exercise your right in full. Second is to exercise partially. And third is to renounce. So those ones that are renounced are what will be traded on the floor of the exchange for new and intending investors to snap up and then probably become shareholders.
All right, sir. Sir, the quantity of shares in issue is so small. It might not be more than what an individual investor can acquire in those days of market boom. In as much as you know this is deliberate, why is it so?
As of today, our total share in issue is 404 with a balance sheet size of 57 billion. So it's 404, it's giving us 57 billion. We think that with 539, we can double the balance sheet. So that's not a small size stock at all. But it depends on what you mean. I mean, for us and to us in CNI, it's a significant quantity. 539 million is a sizable number of stock by our standards.
All right, sir. From what we heard, a non-shareholder of the company can participate in this exercise. Don't you think this will make bogus the outstanding numbers of shares of this company, which will adversely impact the shareholders' earning per share?
No. Like I said earlier, the value of shares in issue is 539. This 539 million is for the existing shareholding that is 404. Mind you, what we're doing is that for every 3 shares you're holding, you have 4 in right. That is how we arrive at that. So whenever current shareholders want to invest, once you get your right circular, you have 3 options. The first is to accept in full, in which case, if you have 10,000 units, you have accepted to take 10,000 units divided by 3 times 4. So you take it in full, no problem. Or you take partial. So I have 10,000, I will take 5,000. Nothing has changed. Or you said, I won't take any. So that one that you won't take and the one that you have taken partial is what will issue to the market. So at the end of the day, what we have in the market is 539 million, nothing more, nothing less. So we have done the calculations. It won't do any damage to anything. Rather, it will enhance profitability, return, and earning yield to all the investors who want to key into this exercise.
Lastly, what message do you have for your investors?
My message to our investors is that, first of all, we want to offer appreciation to you for your support. And we've said, this stock has performed incredibly well and wonderfully well in the past 3 years. This is the right time to invest more. We assure you that there will be high returns like we projected in the document we filed. We keep on doing our best, improving returns, improving yields and earning. My advice is, if you have not taken your right, please run to your nearest stockbroker and buy. If you intend to buy also, meet your stockbroker who will guide you on how a non-shareholder will be part of the rights that is ongoing. Once more, we want to implore you to please invest in Cianalysing. It's a good stock to invest in.
Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you very much and God bless you.
You've heard it all. I do hope the information is enough for you to call your broker now and exercise your rights. This is how far we can go on the program today. Until I come your way again tomorrow, same time, same station. Enjoy the rest of your day.